Fish. Our favorite dish required a certain preparation. My grandmother opened the fish vertically, reading my future. She would carefully arrange its insides across the surface wound. Marks of death should not become infected. Meanwhile, she talked to me. I was still little. I had come back from school, asked about lunch, gave my thanks, and said, "Fish like those in summer." By then, the weather was cold, and when we finished eating, we sat together. We watched television together. We breathed together every afternoon. To be alive was normal for us, and in summer, I got angry when I saw her walk up and down the shoreline. I was angry because I feared that she might become lost in a wave, or that she would catch a cold, or simply because for a few minutes, she was far away. When we returned, I sat in her rocker, and she helped me clean the sand from my feet, to find my crayons in my bag, to clear the salt and crust from my eyes. Winter, now, is friendly in this house. Coming in, I wanted to find you peaceful, retelling your stories, smiling to remember the good times, like always, following the customs of my childhood. But now, you are not here. The two of us no longer live, and the grasping cold slams my back, remembering so many things that I return to fear, and my eyes slip in my wet hands like winter fish.